This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want. It's Ian and Jaded Mark with you here tonight.
Why am I jaded?
The toll-free number, because you're clearly jaded. 855-450-FREE is the number. That's 855-450-3733. Thought there was going to be some sort of miracle happening in a decade of early movers for the Free State Project here in New Hampshire, and you're disappointed when people disappoint you. They haven't been able to change the system in a decade in a way that is, I guess, likable to you, although I've seen a lot of success stories in the political scene because I actually spend time in Concord.
You do.
Talking
really
with
do.
The politicians and working there, and you don't do that.
What are the,
so what
I
do
mean,
you know? Not a damn thing.
You mentioned these successes, but what I'm concerned with are the successes that would affect me. And what I've seen is an increase.
Oh, see, it's all about you. I got you.
Yeah, well, that is the person I'm concerned with on planet Earth the most. After that, there's a couple more in my family. You're in the top five. And what I want to see is more freedom for us, not a bunch of work to provide more freedom to people who frankly don't want it.
Yeah, a lot of people don't want to be free. That's definitely true, which is why moving people together is a good idea. You know, whether you like the Free State Project or not, and I understand that there are a lot of people who are upset with the organization of the Free State Project, the idea is still a solid idea, whether it's in New Hampshire or whether it's in Libertopia or whether it's in...
Share Society is the same idea, right? Move
Liberland,
everybody to New Hampshire.
Whether it's Liberland, whether it's
Liberland,
an Archipelago.
Well,
but I'm saying the idea is still a good idea of concentrating people. There's just no better concentration than here in New Hampshire. No, it's not going to change the state. It's not going to change the minds of everyone here in a decade. It may not take, you know, it may be more decades, several more decades before we even get to the chance of secession or whatever. I don't know. I know one thing. If more libertarians were to pick up their damn lives and move to New Hampshire rather than, you know, arguing on Facebook about whatever issues they have with each other, we'd have more success sooner rather than later. Numbers are all that matters. It's all about concentration and people willing to do something. And right now, we got less than 2,000 people who moved as part of the Free State Project. There are who knows how many others who've moved for the Shire Society, for instance. The Free State Project just began their official move back in February. So you have to remember, all the things that have happened here have already happened with not even the official move having started until just 3 months ago.
I'm very aware of the numbers and how long this has been going and how many people have been here. You act like 2,000 occurred in a couple of months.
No, it took a decade.
Right. I was the 130th mover or something like that.
And so, it's going to take another decade probably for the other several thousand to come up here.
All I'm saying is that the libertarians that you want to move wherever you want them to move, I think they should do what makes them happiest.
Yeah, they absolutely should.
If moving to New Hampshire is what makes you happiest, by all means, pick up and move to New Hampshire. There's a great, there is no place in the world that has more liberty activists.
I got more libertarians on one street corner than I did in all of Sarasota, Florida.
Well, I suspect you had more libertarians in Sarasota, Florida. They just weren't organized.
I don't think they're very well organized here either. I'd like to point that out. There's a lot of work that needs to be done here. Organizing libertarians is not an easy thing to do. I've given up on organizing libertarians. I tried that in the early years here, and it didn't work very well.
Yeah.
But the fact is they're here.
Getting them to move somewhere is a form of organization.
The fact is they're here. No, that's just asking for a commitment. The fact is they're here, and having them being here is better than not having them being somewhere else. Because everywhere else, they're just not there. And they're not having any impact. Here, we get news media all the time. All the time. There's mainstream media, radio, newspaper, television, constantly reporting, at least it seems like weekly, on things that Free Staters and liberty-minded people here in New Hampshire are doing.
What's the value of that?
Libertarians don't... publicity is valuable because that's how you get your work. That's how, not just about moving, it's about persuading people within New Hampshire to the ideas of liberty, to let people know that freedom is popular and that they can come on board with it, rather than the libertarians, which everywhere else get ignored by the mainstream media. You don't even exist if you're a libertarian outside of New Hampshire.
That should stand to some kind of reason and, you know, some kind of test. And I would like to propose a test. Let's say you and I run for elected office and we'll see how we do in our respective towns. Oh, wait. We already did that.
You ran for office?
I did run for office by accident. For the budget committee, I thought that it was the only, that it was, you know, the only, that I would be the only one on it. And so if it was open, I'd run for it. Turned out that somebody, you know, came in like 10 minutes before me, and I didn't know that. So I accidentally ran against somebody. Without putting up a single campaign sign, without networking in any way, shape, or form, without asking for one vote, I got 25% of the electorate.
Not bad.
How have you done?
I've been close to that.
System of showing your booty to the camera.
Gotten close to that. Probably around 21%, 22%.
Yeah, but how many elections have you run in?
A few. But generally get the same results just about every time.
Usually get about 16%, I thought was your average number.
It depends. It depends on which election that you run in.
Yeah, well, and I did it in a town where, you know, I'm a volunteer fire department.
What's the point you're making?
I'm saying that you integrate in your community and you treat people with respect rather than, you know, doing whatever it takes to get some.
Oh, I see. You mean brown nosing and being obedient? Well, I'm not going to do
that. Who got a better vote total?
I don't care, Mark. It's not about vote totals for me. It's
then
about doing the right
like
thing.
Publicity is a value.
It's about doing the right thing. Publicity
it's not changing
is a
anyone's
value.
Mind because they won't vote for you.
Look,
in a blind vote, they won't vote for you.
People have voted for me. It's just not the majority of them.
Not as many as voted for me, and I don't do any of the stuff you do.
I don't care, Mark. That's not my goal. My goal is to spread the ideas of liberty. You're the kind of person who waters down the message. I'm not.
And
so you can't do a direct comparison between those two things. You are the Gary Johnson to my Daryl W. Perry. You're a panderer, and I'm not. And you're the one who's complaining about the politicians in Concord who are doing just what you would do, which is pander.
No, I wouldn't.
Oh, I see. You wouldn't pander when you got elected, but you would pander to get elected?
I don't know what you're talking about. Pander to get elected, I would.
You're the guy who supports Rand Paul. You're the guy who supports unprincipled libertarians. You're the guy who supports
the
big
best guy
big
who's
tent.
Running. Yes.
You're the guy who supports the big tent. Water down the message, you say, to bring anybody in here who claims
this.
You're the guy who supports Rand Paul.
Well, you keep on saying that. I support the
that
one.
That means you support watering down the message
that
at the cost of
principle. That
is what
they call a straw man. That is a red herring.
False.
True. That is exactly what it is.
No.
I support Rand Paul for the Republican nomination because Rand Paul was the best one running.
You support Gary Johnson for the Libertarian nomination, and he is not the most principled candidate. Oh, really?
I support Daryl W. Perry.
Oh, good. I'm glad to hear that.
See, this is how you paint people who disagree with you. You don't listen, and then you're an a-hole about it.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I just not listen to you? I said, oh, good. I didn't know that because you're constantly promoting people like Gary Johnson.
I'm of the opinion that Gary Johnson is the one likely to get the nomination, and I'm not sure why. I've kind of asked, why do I think that?
Are you saying you haven't advocated libertarians water down their message over the years? Because I'm pretty sure you've advocated that.
Long ago, I think there's some things.
Did you change your mind?
Some things you shouldn't talk about. Generally, you should try to avoid. Mm-hmm. But that's what politicians do. They try to avoid. They try to speak to your strong points.
So I'm glad to hear, Mark, what you're saying is you've changed your mind and you now support libertarian meaning being principled and embracing the non-aggression principle and, you know, communicating that effectively like Daryl W. Perry's doing. So you've changed your mind on that then.
I don't know where you, like from years ago.
Okay, great. I'm glad to hear that. I have no
idea. But I'll still support the most liberty-oriented candidate who's out there.
Okay, great.
And I don't think that there's anything wrong with that.
So you're saying I'm not listening, but I hear I am listening to you, Mark. You're telling me you've changed your mind.
This after years?
I'm pretty sure we've argued earlier this year about watering down the message, so it didn't seem like it was a news to me.
You're talking about Rand Paul watering down the message.
No, just generally. Gary Johnson, Rand Paul. You are the guy who's been, up until just recently, this is news to me tonight. You are the guy who supported this big tent approach for the Libertarian Party. Bring everybody in who doesn't understand, non-aggression. You guys need votes. You're one of the people who I always thought you were going for the votes, not for promoting principles. So you've changed your mind. That's great.
Hold on. The Libertarian Party wants to get as many votes as it wants, as it can get. And certainly you shouldn't harp on your weakest points when trying to get those votes. but I mean, you got to bring them in order to educate them on what the non-aggression principle means for them in their lives. That's why I advocate for a big tent. Yes, I think that you're a libertarian if you get an 80-80 on the Nolan chart. That means if you go take the world's smallest political quiz at quiz.freetalklive.com, you come up with 80-80. I'm willing to call you a libertarian at that point. And I'm willing to call somebody who gets an 80% on the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance's rating a libertarian. They may not vote the way I want them to every time. They certainly don't. 20% of the time, they don't.
The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You can bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you are having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live. Toll free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. 450-3733. And just to prove that Mark doesn't care about principle.
What, the Trump dollar? Lots of people are fed up with the same old thing in Washington, D.C., and they feel like that the political establishment could use a disruptive force. Well, you can trump the government with a Trump dollar that expresses your distrust of politicians and the corrupt U.S. political process. The Trump dollar, a symbol of America's resistance to the same old warlike government and a model for a new peaceful monetary standard to make America great again. For just $5, you can get a gorgeous copper Trump dollar at TrumpDollar.us. You got to see him to believe him, hair and all. TrumpDollar.us. It's TrumpDollar.us.
Let's go to Gamma Blast in Illinois. Gamma Blast, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, guys. You can also put me down as pessimistic. I've seen the status in action. He's unrelenting. He never seems to burn out. And I'm not sure
he's
going to be able to beat him at his own game.
Right, the statists get paid. The activists have to do it all for free.
Mm-hmm.
And they're bad people if they don't do it. It's like, God, no, I can't do it anymore.
Not all the protesters fighting for more bigger government are getting paid by the government.
No, not all of the protesters that are fighting for bigger government. No, not by no means. But
so what do you
say? The people that are most effective at growing the size of government are government bureaucrats and politicians, and they most certainly are paid.
What are you advocating? Then people just do nothing, try to keep their heads down?
No, actually, this at least to my question is this that I wanted to ask is how unrelenting they are. Can you guys give me hope? Maybe give me a couple of instances in history where we moved from less freedom to much more freedom, and there wasn't like a great catastrophe or a great bloodshed to eventually reach the point of more freedom. Can you guys name one event in history where that occurred?
I am not a historian, so I couldn't tell you.
Yeah, I would say that when you're talking about raising the amount of freedom that somebody has, you're going to have a difficult time quantifying it. Certainly some people are going to say the American Revolution.
There was violence involved in that, though. He's asking for a non-violent.
Well, no, he's asking for a non-catastrophic, I believe is what he said. But
can you clarify then?
No, I would say that's a lot of bloodshed.
Okay, bloodshed.
Any revolution.
Yeah, and I wouldn't say the American Revolution brought a great deal of freedom for the colonists either. Take a look at, read about Shays' Rebellion and why that occurred, and you'll find out that that's, you know, probably not the case. Certainly they got to vote on local politicians rather than, you know, having people vote over in England, but I don't consider having representation, being able to vote for representatives necessarily as having more freedom. Besides that, what I would say is you could look at the course of human freedom. After the agrarian revolution, where essentially slavery became very, very profitable, that post-agrarian revolution, you can see slavery diminishing, and now we can see freedoms being added on for people, you know, drip, drip, drip. That it just seems inexorable. Well, now, I don't know that the Free State Project is going to speed that up. Maybe it is. Maybe it's not.
Wasn't the didn't we have Erica Chenoweth on our show, Mark, to talk about wasn't her book, and I'm sorry I don't have the title in front of me, something about how nonviolent
civil resistance works or something?
Yeah, basically how over time nonviolent resistance has been more effective than has violent revolution.
Throughout the 20th century, she ranked through the 20th century looking at how civil resistance, like strikes and, you know, those kinds of things, has worked versus sort of violent rebellion. And not only was it twice as effective, but it became more effective as communication grew. So in the early 20th century, it was a little bit more effective than violent revolution. By the end of the 20th century, it was significantly more effective, like three times maybe or something like that. So some number that when it was averaged out came to two times. I would say that you can also sort of look at the Twitter revolutions that occurred in the Middle East, the Jasmine revolutions, wherever those might be, and see that, you know, those people have had some modicum more freedom in their lives, hopefully. But this is kind of how human beings are, stops and starts, and we drag along baggage from centuries ago. I mean, look at the most popular religions around the world. All of them are from centuries ago, and we're bringing them with them. You know, for whatever reason, we believe old ideas have value.
Yeah, I have to say the Internet does give me some hope.
The Internet, I think the Internet, Bitcoin, these are amazing things.
And, of course, one of the biggest concentrations of Bitcoin activists is here in New Hampshire. We've got more Bitcoin vending machines, for instance, here per capita than even New York City does. We've got Bitcoiners all across the state. It's super easy to spend and to acquire Bitcoin amongst the Liberty community here. There's nothing like the concentration of activists that we have here anywhere else. Does that mean that everything's perfect here? No, of course not. Does that mean everybody gets along? No, they're human beings. They don't get along. But ultimately, we got more of them here in one place than anywhere else in the world. And, you know, to me, that gives me hope. But I guess to other people who are expecting some sort of miracle in a decade, it burns them out. Gamma Blast, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. Toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Let's continue. James is in Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, James.
I don't get along with liars, Ian. And speaking of my persecution complex, Minister Edge, how are you doing tonight, by the way?
I'm not going to talk to you. I want to talk to you about issues. I don't want to talk to you
right,
about
of course.
Whatever.
I'm not allowed to talk about what you
You're allowed to talk about whatever you want. I'm just not going to speak to you.
I know, because you're
you are speaking to him.
And a liar.
Not unless he talks about an issue.
For a volunteer fireman, you're sure as hell are a coward. Speaking of things you said about me, Mark Edgington, that I've yet to get to respond. And
really? You haven't gotten to respond? You know, you call the show almost every single night. Not so much every night, but close. No, not right now. You call, and all you do is you whine about how you are treated on the air. You have a persecution complex. What happened to you as a kid?
I do. Here it goes. The persecution complex.
Did your parents beat you?
How dare you speak of my parents as such? No, I've never been hit by my parents because I was a good boy. I wasn't a drug dealer that watched a murder, and my parents tried to cover it up with me. How dare you speak to me in such a manner on live radio, Ian?
I'll talk to you however I want. Goodbye. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
Now you've got to endure 2 weeks of him calling in and talking about that incident.
Whatever. It's an open phone show. Anyone can call in about whatever they want to. 855-450-3733. Let's go to Tom in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tom.
Is, first of all, an easy question. When Muslims pray, what direction do they point themselves into?
Towards Mecca.
Okay, so Mecca being in Saudi Arabia, down in the tropics, and if you're in the Great White North, let's say Old Crow Yukon Territory, then what direction would you point yourself in?
I have no idea.
Just about due north.
Interesting.
Okay, the Alaska Yukon border is very close to the line where you would be going due north, right over the North Pole, and then straight down the meridian in the other direction. Why would this be a lousy place to live if you're a Muslim?
I have no idea.
Well, it's close to the Arctic Circle, and the Muslim calendar, is a few days short of the full year, so that when these Muslim holidays migrate through the calendar, through the seasons, sometimes Ramadan is in the summertime, and you can't eat when the sun is up. You have to.
That would be a problem. That's a great point. Thanks for the call, Tom. Toll free number is 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at Emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at Emberlit.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Purchase a ProPure system during the Crazy May sale and get a free ProMax shower filter or water filter pitcher. Remove up to 200 contaminants with the Pro1G 2.0 truly cleanable, reusable filter. We don't stretch our claims. We just deliver performance. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
When I was 15 and a half years of age, I had two large mercury fillings put into my teeth. I got very sick that day, and over time, the mercury exposure damaged my body. My sunny disposition turned to depression and low energy. Many years later, I understood what had happened, and in 1991, I replaced these mercury fillings with white composite. In 1997, I learned that the homeopathic mercury detox I did years earlier did not remove the mercury from my body. I began an effective means of removing mercury from my body. My digestion and elimination returned to normal, and I began to have my life back. From 1999 to 2005, I tested the level of mercury in my body, and each test showed my mercury burden was high. After 5 years on One World Way, I recently did another mercury test. The results showed my body is free of mercury and virtually all toxic metals. One World Way is very powerful for detoxification support. It has helped many, and it may help you. Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorldWHEY.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We get the chance. We'll tell you more about MJ Weedman's most recent arrest. No, not the one that happened 2 weeks ago, but the one that happened Friday. We'll give you more information about that. 855-450-FREE is our toll-free number. 855-450-3733. Skype username here tonight is lrn.fm. And the root cause of most of society's ills is neither malice nor negligence, but a mere superstition, an unquestioned assumption which has been accepted on faith by nearly everyone of all ages, races, religions, education, and income levels. If people were to recognize that one belief for what it is, an utterly irrational, self-contradictory, and horribly destructive myth, most of the violence, oppression, and injustice in the world would cease. But that will happen only when people dare to honestly and objectively re-examine their belief systems. The Most Dangerous Superstition by Larkin Rose exposes this myth for what it is, showing how nearly everyone, as a result of one particular unquestioned assumption, is directly contributing to violence and oppression without even realizing it. If you imagine yourself to be a compassionate, peace-loving, civilized human being, you must read this book. Find The Most Dangerous Superstition on Amazon and LarkinRose.com. As we continue with your phone calls and thoughts, Joe is listening in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Joe.
Thank you for taking my call. On your commercials, you talk about the AMP program. Mm-hmm. And back in the first of the year, Mark went on a sabbatical or a strike or whatever, trying to get emphasis on the AMP program.
Yes.
And I was just curious how that has worked and how the subscribers have come up. And I want to promote one thing. is, as an individual, you had to call a call a little bit ago, what can we do? And you hear about lobbyists all the time. And, you know, the working man can't really do a lobbyist type thing. But I thought about the program, the AMP program. In a sense, when you say we have this many people, you are in a way lobbying for us because we have to go to work. We can't protest. And, you know, that, in a way, for $60 a year, you really are fighting for us. And I think it's a bargain.
Oh, gosh. I'll take that as a big endorsement. I really, really appreciate it. And, yeah, everybody's got a different role they can play in this whole freedom thing because, like you said, you got mouths to feed, you got a mortgage to pay, you got bills that are due, you got to prioritize, you got to take care of your family first. So it's easy to put some money behind the people that are doing the work that you want to see done, whether it's us here on Free Talk Live spreading the message of liberty via the airwaves, or whether it's a group like the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance who's in the trenches in Concord, New Hampshire, trying to work for political change. Find the organizations that are actually doing what you want and get behind them with your dollars. That's one of the most effective ways to support activism without really having to put your neck on the line.
Right, but I'm just curious how many are involved in that. So when he does speak out, is there a number that you mind sharing, say, we have this many people?
We have about 300, followers? I would say, maybe a little bit more than that.
Oh, I would have thought it was more than that. As many radio stations you're on?
Sorry, it's only about 300.
Yeah, I'm not sure we push it as hard or as
we push it once a night.
Yeah, but you know, it's got to be a fresh message, man. You know, I mean, if you want you can't say the same thing over and over again. It just people's minds click off. So, I mean, you know, advertising as well as I do.
Right, but I look at it more like you're representing us. Like, you know, we need voices. The more voices heard, the better people in control are going to listen.
Thanks. Yeah, no, I tend to agree with you. And actually, I consider 300 to be very good. I mean, if you think about it, the radio listener generally is not going to be as likely to join the AMP program because they're sort of paying for the show by listening to the commercials when they're listening live on the radio, whereas our podcast listenership doesn't have the same commercial load. We only put a few commercials in the podcast by comparison, simply because that's just the way it is in the podcast world. It's just a lesser commercialized place. People would get upset if you tried to put long breaks in. I remember you tried this once a long time ago, Mark, and it didn't work very well.
Yeah, we did it one night. it isn't going to work. No.
So you know, you can't monetize that in the exact same way. And the podcast listener is more likely to be a dedicated listener, someone who's downloading every episode, or at the very least, you know, many of the episodes they're listening to. Whereas a radio listener is more of a listener by convenience. They may be aware that you're there. They may attempt to tune in at the time that you're on, but they're not.
Like Neil Bortz, I never joined this program.
Yeah, so we're more likely to get amplifiers from our internet audience. Not to say we haven't had radio listeners join. We have.
And thank you. Thank you all of you who've done it.
Thank you to anyone who has ever or currently is a Free Talk Live amplifier. We certainly appreciate it. I don't expect it from anyone, so for me, it's over and above the call of duty when someone does it, and it sure does make a big difference for us. So it's $5 a month, and you can go and join at amp.freetalklive.com, and you get perks like the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only podcast, the AMP-only Facebook group, and more. So, Joe, I appreciate the compliments and the thoughts. Was there more you wanted to throw out there tonight?
No, that's it. Thanks so kind of. Have a blessing.
Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. And that's just it. So there are, you know, this is kind of going back to what we were talking about earlier, Mark, and some of the disappointments you have with the liberty movement. I think that I don't blame anyone for being burnt out. I think that, you know, everybody should take some
time. I'm not disappointed in the liberty movement. I'm disappointed in the successes. And, you know, frankly,
you are disappointed in the people who are not doing what you think they should do. You said you think they should vote in a certain way, and some of them haven't voted in the way that you think that they should vote once they've gotten elected.
If you move to New Hampshire, you run for office, you probably should vote for more liberty. If you're not going to do it every
year. Do they overall? I would say they do.
If you're not going to do it on every issue every time, at least do it during the ones where the vote is likely to be close.
Well, you never really know until the vote's taken.
Okay.
No, you really don't.
It's not like the U.S. House where, you know, like their fingers in the wind all the time and they know, huh?
Well, would you say these people who you're disappointed with are a majority of the time voting in favor of more
freedom?
I don't
know the answer. Okay. I really don't know.
Well, a lot of them are getting A ratings.
It hasn't been a real good go around this year.
Well, we'll see how they do on their.
They say it has to do with this this poor Republican leader that they've got, this Jasper fellow. But
well, I don't know about that. There's Democrats who've been elected as well. Libertarians who've been elected as Democrats and as Republicans, so to blame it on some Speaker of the House, that doesn't make any sense to me.
I don't understand how all this stuff works.
But, you know, if it's my understanding Darrell W. Perry, our own co-host, is going to be getting involved in leadership within the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, or at least he's trying to.
I consider that to be one of the most, the brightest points in the horizon, that Darrell W. Perry would be involved in New Hampshire Liberty Alliance. Now, he gets all bent out of shape when I say he should be involved in the Republican Party here in New Hampshire, and that's fine if he wants to do the libertarian stuff. It's just the NHLA is an organization that actually gets stuff done. The Libertarian Party seems to be only good for getting, basically getting a president on the ballot that I can vote for that isn't going to win, right?
The Libertarian Party in New Hampshire is an embarrassment. It's, it doesn't really have very many members at all, and that's mostly because the people are active in the Democrats and the Republicans, considering ballot access is super easy for Democrats and Republicans here in New Hampshire and very difficult for third party. So there's a lot that needs to change. And I don't blame somebody who, comes here and gets burnt out because they're not having the level of success that they were hoping they would have. I thought we would have had more success sooner rather than later, but that was a little unrealistic. It turns out changing the system is a really hard thing to do. But ultimately, I don't want to do nothing. So, the options to me are to put my fullest effort in or do nothing. And I'm not willing to do nothing because I can't get on the radio and tell people to do something and then myself not do anything about it. That would be a hypocrite. That would be hypocrisy. And I'm not going to live that way. So I'm going to continue to push for liberty. I don't care how long it takes. I'm dedicated to this idea of people being more free. I want to see other people besides myself be more free. Otherwise, I'd just go hide out in the woods somewhere or, in some other country or whatever. I think that freedom is important and it's worth working for. I don't blame someone for wanting to take some time off or being frustrated or wanting to go hide out in the woods or leave the country. You should do whatever it is that's right for you, whatever it is in that moment that's right for you. God has blessed you. Go for it. But if you want to see more freedom in your lifetime, you're going to have to work for it. It's not going to be handed to you on a silver platter. These politicians and bureaucrats aren't going to give up their power easily. Anybody who thinks that you're just going to overwhelm them with, your great ideas, sorry.
They certainly aren't.
That's not going to work. They've got power, and they want to keep it, and they're going to use violence in order to keep that power. They're going to hurt people, possibly put them in prison cells, maybe even murder them over all of this before it's all said and done.
Just be prepared that the amount of work you're going to put in is going to be disproportionate to what it is you're going to get out.
Absolutely. Like, the toll-free number is 855. But at the very least, we're having successes here, whereas libertarians everywhere else pretty much have no success and get no media attention whatsoever. You deny that. Would love to hear from you. 855-450-FREE.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It is Free Talk Live's Live Sunday edition. Got time for you if you dial in right now in these remaining moments at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you in studio, it's Ian.
And Mark.
We've got a website at freetalklive.com. If you appreciate the show and you want to help support the show, then one of the ways you can do that is by shopping with us. You go to shop.freetalklive.com. You enter Amazon through the links you'll find there. Free Talk Live gets a cut of the sale when you do that. So we appreciate it. And you get the same stuff you're looking for. It's just that Free Talk Live takes a piece of Amazon's profits when you go through shop.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones, do the fun. Woody is in South Carolina. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Woody.
Hey, Mark, Ian, y'all there?
Hey, Woody, right here. Go for it.
I just make sure y'all hear me on the cell phone.
Loud and clear. Go. You're on the air.
All right. I don't know which one of y'all two are on the rag tonight, but good God,
that's
I'm
smart.
Y'all. Cut it off. But listen, I just heard a comment about y'all talking about Neil Bortz and never listened to him.
Yeah, Mark was a fan of Neil Bortz.
You didn't like him?
Well, I mean, I was fine with him. I liked him a lot better before George Bush got elected. George Bush started war, and then Neil Bortz got behind the war.
Yeah,
in Iraq,
he got real scared at 9/11, but yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you what, when I first started listening to talk radio, Neil Bortz was one of the ones that, did y'all ever listen to his stimulus plan?
I don't think so.
I'm not sure.
His stimulus plan when Obama come out with it, what he said was, this traveling salesman come into this small town and wanted to rent a room. And he went to the hotel and the guy says, how much is the room? He says, $100. He says, well, where's the room at? He says, right here, but you got to put a down payment on it first. You can walk up there and check the room out, see if you like it. So traveling salesman gave him $100. He went up to the room. The hotel manager went over there and he paid the butcher. that he owed him $100 for buying meat and everything for cooking in the studio. And the meat salesman went to the bank to pay him $100 for his payment on the butcher shop. And the bank manager took that $100 and paid it to the prostitute that he'd been messing with. And the prostitute come back and paid the hotel manager for the room that she'd been using to prostitute out. Travis salesman come down there and said, I don't think I like this room. I want my $100 back. So the hotel man, but what the moral of the story was, everybody got paid and it cost nobody nothing.
It's amazing.
Y'all never heard that story?
No, I never heard that one before, Woody.
It's amazing.
I tell you what, that thing, to this day, and Neil Boris, I don't think he's been on the radio for seven.
No, he retired.
Years.
He retired a few years ago, and I guess he still does occasional, like, 60-second stints on WSB down in Atlanta, but I don't think he, and maybe fill-ins for Herman Cain, I think, but that's about all.
Yeah, I think he does too, but I don't get that station anymore. But that when he told me about that stimulus, the way that thing worked, everybody got their money and paid everybody, paid their bills, and it cost nobody nothing.
Well, that's the thing. It's not quite an accurate analogy. I mean, when the government pumps money into the economy, into their favorite businesses, whether it's GM or whatever, that does to some extent inflate the currency, doesn't it? I mean, you're putting more dollars out there into circulation, aren't you?
What it shows is the velocity of money and how important that is for a successful economy. What happened was is everybody got their debts paid in this circumstance, mm-hmm. and nobody lost any money. It's a fascinating analogy, and I think it's really good to illustrate the velocity of money.
Woody, thanks for the call, man. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE.
The favorite thing I had from the Neil Bortz show was his savings plan. So what his plan was, essentially, pay everything in cash. And I tend to like that. Obviously, it can get tough carrying a bunch of cash around. But for your day-to-day stuff, I think it's a better way to go about it than sort of using debit cards and having a chance of overdrawing your account and that kind of thing. So pay everything in cash and never spend a $1 bill. Basically,
save it, throw it in a...
Well, you put it in a separate pocket, and you put it in a separate pocket. Okay. So you've got your money in one pocket, and then your $1 bill pocket on the other side, or whatever. And you just keep those $1 bills, and you keep them in a jar or a drawer or whatever it is, and then you use that money as your savings. Mm-hmm. So you always have these $1 bills going through. So you can keep change. You can have fives and tens and all that stuff, but you're going to get a one. Sometimes you're not going to get any ones in change. Sometimes you're going to get four in change. And it's basically a good way to sort of save without ever feeling like you're not having money.
Have you actually tried it? I mean, is it something you put into effect in your life?
I used it for a period of time.
Did you feel like it was effective?
It was for me, as far as management goes, it was kind of easy for me. Mm-hmm. And that's what I needed. I needed something easy at the time.
And you were able to, I mean, I guess part of the problem with people who don't save is they don't have good financial habits. So were you able to keep your hands off of the dollars that you were supposed to have in savings, or did you find yourself raiding the cookie jars?
That happened time to time. There's no doubt about it. But I was more successful with that than I had been with anything else.
Okay. That counts.
Something.
Definitely counts. I also didn't like his fair tax advocacy. Sorry, you're not a libertarian if you're advocating for taxes.
I disagree with you. I think you can still be a libertarian and want a fairer tax system than we have today. What I would do is sort of rebut that and say, well, look, with the system that we have today, it's write-offs are nice. As a salesperson, shouldn't I get some write-offs that have to do with my business? So, for instance, I was able to write off cable news because there's cable news commercials on there that I can then look at and see whether or not I can, get those people on board. I could write off newspapers and movies and a variety of things that I consumed. And the fair tax wouldn't really address those things. The fair tax is intended to be everybody's going to pay their fair share. What, to a corrupt government? Mm-hmm. I like the idea of a messed up, difficult tax system as far as the government goes. It just shows how Byzantine and bureaucratic they are. Plus the fact that you're never going to get it changed. They just
don't
change.
You can spend a lot of money and time trying to change the deck chairs on the Titanic.
There's a lot of small countries that can get a lot of things changed. The United States is too big to get any kind of fundamental change going on. All you can do is drip, 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 and turn the volume up on whatever the change is. Nothing happens, you know, wholesale. There's no big changes. And I think the most you can hope for is sort of a big change to some kind of term limit or something.
So this is, you know, back to our conversation earlier, Mark. It's statements like what you just made is why I accused you of being this big tent person. You're willing to call someone a libertarian who wants a fairer tax system.
I do.
No, by definition, a libertarian is someone who rejects the use of coercion, the use of aggressive violence, and the threat thereof to accomplish political or social goals. And taxes are based in the threat of violence, unless you're talking about some sort of voluntary tax system, which didn't sound like what you were saying there. So, no, a libertarian would not agree with that. Now, you can libertarian on certain issues, but if you were to be advocating for taxes or coercion, you would not be, by definition, a libertarian. And that is
why
I accused you of that earlier. So, and you still seem to hold those same
views. Hold on. Define voluntarist. Short. A nice short...
Humans, believing humans should only interact on a consensual basis.
Define libertarian.
You should not use or advocate for the aggressive force in order to achieve political or social goals.
Define anarcho-capitalist.
I can't.
Okay. Would you say that those terms are in any way exclusive? I mean, don't those all mean the same thing? All three of those words mean the same thing?
I think libertarians are generally should be voluntarists. Yes, I think they should.
A
voluntarist is a newer term for me that is, I think, more descriptive of what the person believes.
Sure. You used to use free marketeer. You've used the term anarchist to describe yourself, a variety of other terms. But basically, you have the same belief system or similar belief system as you had 8 years ago.
Yeah, that's right. I'm not willing to use force to achieve my political goals.
To have a word that would describe somebody who believes most of the things that you believe, that believe 80% of the time,
you could be leaning libertarian. You could have a libertarian viewpoint on certain issues, like, for instance, to be against the war on drugs or whatever is typically a libertarian view, that the government should be hands-off in certain areas would be taking a libertarian position, but to advocate for force would negate you from being a libertarian.
All you're saying is that a libertarian and a voluntarist are the same thing, and all I'm saying is that a voluntarist is a libertarian on every issue every time.
Well, you're wrong about that. There are definitions to words, although you can define them however you want. We'll continue more of this discussion maybe on another night. We'll see you tomorrow online. In the meantime, over at freetalklive.com, we'll put up the story about Weed Man and his recent arrest on our Facebook and Twitter, so you can dig into that at your leisure. freetalklive.com. And don't forget to amp the show at amp.freetalklive.com. We appreciate it when you do.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.